From the WDXE newsroom, this is the WDXE News Update. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican congressional candidate Mark Molinaro is now opposing the United States sending military aid to Ukraine to fight off the invasion from Russia. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I believe that as a country, we have met our financial obligation to support Ukraine resistance," end quote. Russia invaded Ukraine in February without provocation and is accused of many human rights violations. Since the invasion, Finland and Sweden have moved to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, as fears of Russia invading other countries have spread. The United States sent Ukraine approximately $15.2 billion in military aid since President Joe Biden took office. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I think the president ought to marshal freedom-loving democratic societies around the world to more aggressively isolate, freeze, and make abundantly clear to Vladimir Putin that he is a criminal, is a tyrant, and America and democracies around the world do not accept his incursion, his invasion, or his continued military efforts in Ukraine," end quote. The Republican candidate for the 19th congressional district did not say how he would do that. Molinaro is running against Democrat Josh Riley for the new 19th congressional district, with voting beginning October 29th and ending November 8th. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Art newspaper reports that Bard College is getting a $50 million endowment gift for Indigenous Studies at the Dutchess County School. The $25 million gift from the Gotcham Family Foundation and a matching commitment from George Soros and the Open Society Foundation will create a center for Indigenous Studies at Bard College, as well as create an appointment for an Indigenous Curatorial Fellow at its Center for Curatorial Studies. The college is working with Forge Project, a Taconic-based organization focused on Indigenous art and education. Candace Hopkins, the executive director of Forge Project, will be the inaugural fellow in Indigenous Art History and Curatorial Studies at Bard, teaching and leading archival acquisitions and curating a large exhibition on contemporary Native art. Hopkins said in a statement, and I quote, "This gift represents institutional change which has been building at Bard and is core to the vision of Forge Project. These lands are layered with histories that are inextricably bound to the displacement and forced removal of Indigenous peoples, yet also rich with knowledge. This gift provides the basis for the future building of this knowledge to shift and expand disclosures across fields of study, whether it be in Indigenous and American studies, art history, or curatorial practice. Critically, it also centers the needs of Indigenous students, reducing barriers to higher education, and recognizes that students want to attend programs where they see their interest reflected," end quote. Bard College announced last week it has received $3.2 million to permanently endow the Keith Harding Fellowship in Art and Activism, an annual faculty position within the Center for Curatorial Studies graduate program and the undergraduate human rights program. The college said the endowment was made possible by a grant of $800,000 from the Keith Harding Foundation and matching funds from the Mary Louise Hessel Foundation and benefactor George Soros. And you can read more about this story in the Art newspaper. If you tune in to 91.5 FM this week, you may only hear static, as WRPI in Troy is off the air for maintenance. The RPI student-run station posted online September 28th that, and I quote, "Due to scheduled maintenance, we will be shutting the transmitter off every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. until Tuesday, October 4th. As a result, there will be no broadcasting to 91.5 FM or the live stream between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. until Tuesday, October 4th," end quote. While RPI improves its transmitter, WGXC is getting a new transmitter to replace the one that the station started with, which is now almost 12 years old. WGXC will need to go off air briefly to move from the older transmitter to the new one, but that outage has yet to be scheduled. New York's latest foliage report says there is a lot more color change this week. The report says, and I quote, "In the Catskills, Greene County observers reporting from the upper elevations of the town of Hunter and Windham predict up to 70% change this weekend and a mix of green, yellow, and red leaves of average brilliance. To the east in Catskill, spotters are expecting about 25% color change with the average shades of orange and red. Rensselaer County foliage spotters predict 15 to 30% transition in the western and southern portions of the county this weekend, while color change in the eastern and northern portions should range between 30 to 40%, offering some brilliant colors in the higher elevations. In Albany County, reports from Thatcher State Park in Voorheesville anticipate 20% change with red leaves of average brilliance, plus some orange and yellow. In Columbia County, reports from Hudson expect up to 25% change with yellow and orange leaves appearing," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website for local weather reports, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.